Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. When I think of nature art photography, I conjure up images of the famous Minnesotan Jim Brandenburg, or landscape photography brings me to the iconic images of Ansel Adams, conjuring up ideas of hiking deep into the mountains and waiting for just the right light. We have artists like Philip Hyde to thank for the high bar of American landscape photography today. Local landscape photographer Ryan Tischer clearly feels the personal push to make that trek and take the time to get the picture, taking the mountain hike or donning insulated waders to get out into the winter waters of Lake Superior, beat the morning sun to the North Shore on more than one occasion. Local photographer Ryan Tischer opens a new show this Friday night at Washington Gallery. It's called Bound by the Light.
Well, my name is Ryan Tischer. I'm a landscape photographer based out of Duluth, Minnesota.
You're a major part of the Washington Artist Cooperative.
Yeah, I've been the gallery chair there for, I think, about the past 2 or 3 years, and I've been the president of the board in the past, and I'm still on the board.
It's a really exciting group that has a rotating show, and you have a show coming up.
Yeah, I have an exhibit opening. It's called Bound to the Light. It opens on Friday, February 10th. From 6 to 9 p.m. at Washington, and every month we have a different exhibit there.
Talk about this most recent show, Bound by the Light. What does that mean, and how has that influenced the series?
As a landscape photographer, I think the biggest thing is that we're kind of at the mercy of the light. But I thought calling the exhibit The Mercy of the Light was maybe a little unfair, so I thought Bound to the Light, because it's really more of a connection. You know, you're always out there. It's like you're hunting for the right light, the right composition, trying to be at the right place at the right time. And that's the most enjoyable part, but also the most challenging.
And it takes patience, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it takes patience. I mean, if you don't have the patience to sit in one spot for 8 hours, then I guess you come back later, and that's a different sort of patience. So it's kind of like fishing or hunting.
Your photographs have a quality of time lapse or just fantastical quality.
That's what I do. I take that beautiful scene and I try and translate it into something that you can have forever.
Are your photographs digitally remastered and changed afterwards, or is that a lot of camera work?
Well, it's really both. To me, photography is, it's really a process, and it doesn't matter whether you shoot with film or digital. To me, it's an art. And so it's knowing the tools that you have at hand and being able to translate it into something that creates an emotional reaction. I shoot digitally, and yes, I do edit my photos afterwards, but I've always said that I like to stay emotionally true to the original scene, to create a scene that's a lot more true to what I remembered and what I felt when I was there.
We have obviously just a plethora of amazing outdoor and natural world, a variety of landscapes here, but you travel too, don't you?
Yeah, I've gone out west. I particularly enjoy the Southwest for this current exhibit opening this week. I have some images from Zion National Park, which is really incredible color and diversity and just a beautiful place. And I've also been out to Olympic National Park, Death Valley, and other places in Arizona. So I enjoy seeing the mountains.
What are some of your favorite places to photograph, or some of the of just locally here?
Well, I don't know if I want to give them all away. I want to keep a few secrets, but Minnesota is a beautiful area, and it doesn't have the same grandiose beauty that you'll see, obviously, in the great national parks out west, but there's a real intimate beauty to it. I especially love autumn color. I think one of the nicest hikes is Oberg Mountain near Tofte. That's a wonderful hike.
I really look forward to the exhibit. Anything else you want to add about this exhibit coming up? It'll be up for the month?
Yeah, it'll be opening on Friday the 10th from 6 to 9, and then it's also going to be showing on weekends, so Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m. through the end of February.
Ryan's exhibit, Bound by the Light, opens this Friday evening at 6 p.m. at Washington Gallery here in Duluth. To get the details and check out images of his work, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen and Molly Friedstrom, with music by Willie Murphy and support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.